Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
Right, it's you, me, and us. Us being the Earful. Welcome, y'all.
Welcome back. Or if it's your first time, welcome. We're happy your ears are here with us.
Yeah, just take your shoes off. Please put them over there. That's where we like them. Right there. Okay.
At the door.
Welcome. I am Sir Tom.
And I am Ty the Tall.
Ooh, dude, killed it. I feel like I could maybe be like, if you and I time traveled back and did a time travel, actually, that'd be a badass. We should do a time travel Earful where we go back and just find old medieval music on our countdown. It'd be crazy,
we could
right?
Do that.
But I figured if we time travel, I may be able to kind of fake my way into some kind of, sir title. But you would have a badass wizard title because you would
I have to be a wizard.
Well, you have to be the wizard. There's just no doubt in my mind. And you would be the most wizardly of wizards.
Thank you, Tom.
Very much. Of course. Of course, my friend. Well, this is Earful 26, our 26th episode of The Earful. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are a music countdown show from Ono Radio Show. Ono Radio Show is every Thursday nights, mostly every Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. at Mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. The show has been excellent lately, Ty, I have to say. Cheers to you guys over on the shit ship. It's been some solid episodes. I've been enjoying the guest seats and the conversation. It's just always up to par, man. Congrats.
Thank you, dude. The fact that Zach is now on the road, too, and you haven't left all that long ago, it's like, man, we got half a room to ourselves over here. We gotta keep it bouncing.
Well, you guys are, dude. I like that Saul's on the house now. He's kind of hanging out, and had Travis on the last episode. It's solid stuff. And there's a lot of Ono Radio Show that you can listen to over at onoradioshow.com. And then there's the www.onoearful.com, and that's our little site. And that's where you can find all our past Earful episodes that we've done. We do all of our episodes with an accompaniment with a Spotify playlist. And over on Spotify.com, search for Ono Radio Show. All the playlists will show up for all the past episodes.
Music for days.
Music for days. And that's what we like to do here on every episode of The Earful. It's Ty and I just kind of grab the tunes that we like, throw them together, shake them up, and we lay them out on a show. And we've been pretty good about it here in our second season. And it's pretty good. Pretty good. As Larry David would say, pretty, pretty good. All right, Ty, let's kick her off, my friend. I do the honor with the first track of this episode of The Earful. I chose Men I Trust. Album is Morse Code, featuring Odile and Joffrey off Headroom, a 2015 album. And indie dance band from Montreal. But I kind of dug it. Had a kind of a driving groove to it. And a few years old, but it rocks.
Flashing lights, but I will stay.
Yeah, I kind of dug it, man. I don't know much about the rest of their repertoire, but the single was pretty jamming, man.
I like it. It's kind of funky.
Yeah, definitely has those funky licks and undertones to it. But yeah, hit them up. Hit them up. Check them out. Man, I trust. On to a tie pick. Ty, what do we got?
This here is Field Music, if I'm not mistaken.
Field Music, you are correct.
And you're a fan, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah, totally, man. I've always been a fan ever since I heard of them, like, really way back in, like, I don't know, mid-2000s was when I started listening to them.
Yeah, mid-2000s, yeah. I had heard them before, but never really dived in the discography, and I was pretty happy when I stumbled on this album. The Noisy Days Are Over is this track off Common Time, 2016 album, but their repertoire is pretty awesome.
Yeah, man. And representing England, man, that English rock. But they do it right, man. Field Music. If you haven't heard them, you should jam them, and you should jam all their shit. Solid stuff.
And the art rock.
Yeah. Man, solid stuff, dude. Yeah, Field Music, I feel, and they continue to pump out stuff, honestly. They keep rocking, man. Rocking over the pond.
Dude, I like one of these descriptions. Beach Boys melodies filtered through a post-rock meets prog rock meets soft rock aesthetic.
All right, that's a swish review right there. That's perfect, the Field Music. But yeah, get digging.
Man.
Get at some their Field Music. All right, next up is Danielle Loopy and the Parquet Courts.
Parquet Courts,
thank you. Talisa is the album, featuring Karen O. Album is Milano, 2017. This is a weird super group of people. Danielle Loopy is an Italian composer. The Parquet Courts are basically an indie rock band from New York City. And Karen O, everybody knows her because she's the front singer of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Really dug this album. It's a 2017 album. It's out now, but this is Talisa. Talisa! So badass, dude. Yeah, good album.
Pop across my my eyes, but I haven't listened to it yet. I'm definitely downloading.
pretty solid. All right, Ty, what do you got next, son?
What we doing?
Number four.
East India Youth is the band. Turn Away is the song. Cultures of Volume, the 2015 album. And yeah, it's a dude, William Doyle, formerly known by his stage name, East India Youth. He is an electronic musician, yeah, out of Bournemouth, England.
From over the pond, man. All these great fucking acts now. See, the pond's been representing. Before it was Australia, now it's England, taking over the earful. This is dope, man. I've never actually heard of this group. Interested to dig in. East India Youth. All right.
But now it seems those points are due to be changed. Turn away, I never should be seen to be falling from grace. But here I am again today, with nothing on my tongue.
Really like the band. Yeah, they kind of cross a few genres. They go a little krautrocky sometimes, definitely ambient stuff, and a little Bowie touch here and there.
Bowie. Hey, man, you had me at Bowie, man. I dig it, man. I'll totally get into that. East India Youth. Yes, please. All right, numero five is me. This is Isaac Delusion. Track is Black Widow off Rust and Gold, 2017 album. Apparently, Isaac Delusion is a group of pop and electronic music artists from Paris, founded in 2012. This track is fucking badass. Any man that dares to sing in that register, that's some badass shit, right?
You know, I know why I saw this now, because one of the other artists that'll be later on in this earful remixed one of his tracks.
Really? I love that. I love when our tracks all have this weird intertwining. Yeah, I've never heard of this group. I don't know if they've been around for a while. Well, apparently since 2012. I just haven't hit my radar, but I totally dig it. It's got this crazy kind of vibe to it. And yeah, man, it's just, it's really swanky and throwbacky. I love the fucking, the lead singer's voice. I will definitely dig a little deeper. The album that this is off is pretty good. You should check it out. Rust and Gold.
Yeah.
Rust and Gold. Ty, sir, who,
bring it.
Who dis?
This here's the rules.
The rules.
And
what are the rules?
I don't know if I'm correct or you're correct, but I'm pretty sure they're a local band because I've seen them before.
Orlando represent.
Orlando. And yeah, they played a buddy's birthday party recently at Will's Pub.
Fuck.
Here locally.
Dope
and
birthday party.
They haven't been around in a little while, but I really like their style.
Oh my god, I feel like I'm being taken aboard the funk mothership. Let them take us! Take us! Take us! Oh my lord. Ty, we are at the halfway point of this Earful 26. What do we tell our listeners, Ty? What do we tell the people?
Tell our listeners, we like doing a little bit of homework for you, but you know you have to go out there and support the musical community, however you see fit. You can stream stuff, which is okay, but you should go to that record store. Buy a CD. Why not? Fuck it.
No. I know. I mean, honestly, I think also bands are making this kind of approach now to make release is cool. A lot of people are getting throwback. I saw a band do a cassette release.
Obviously, more popular now than
CDs.
Yeah,
man. It's a cool kind of resurgence, just like how vinyl is a big resurgence. And bands still press on vinyl. It's a little bit more. You're paying for more quality, but you're still giving that money's usually going to help that band out. And that's what everybody should do, is just like go to a goddamn show, buy a freaking magnet, and just keep these things going, because that's how we keep doing music and how we can keep digging and throwing out episodes of the Earful. Because there's these bands that are out there and they're just pumping the jams. Dude, the rules are badass, man. I got to dig on that.
Dig.
Diggity, 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 diggity. All right. And let us start off second half of the Earful. My pick with Flatworms, Motorbike off Flatworms, 2017 album. And they are a three-piece punk band from Los Angeles. Motherfucking crusty punk shit. Get it. Get it. Get it. Fuck it. Get it.
On my way to meet you. Dressed in a soldier suit. Bouquet of dead flowers. Basket of rotten fruit. Back when I was just a child.
This is the kind of music you play at top volume and get kicked out of your goddamn apartment complex, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Totally dug this band. Again, just a total resurgence of some really badass punk. I have a guilty punk bone in my body. I definitely was an angry teenager at a time and really liked punk music and all that it offered. And these guys are badass, man. I just love that fucking feel, dude. Give it to me.
Oh, hell yes.
And I know you are a punk, a secret punk as well, Ty. You seem like you were that tall punk kid that nobody wanted to fuck with.
I was skanking around, moshing a little bit.
You were skanking. Predated the skank, my friend.
Dude, yeah.
But you can't skank your way out of this one, my friend.
You shared this album with me about a week or two ago, man. I jammed the shit out of the Flatworms. Hell yes.
Well, I need to jam the shit out of this album because you dropped this on me recently, and I had no idea that our friend Fever Ray had a new fucking album out.
Hell yes. Fever Ray, in case you don't know, is she's from The Knife. Karen Drazier, I think. Or Drazier.
Yeah, it looks like a Drazier.
And yeah, she still has that little feel of The Knife. Know The Knife.
I love The Knife, and if you haven't gotten into The Knife, they got some great stuff, man. Dig on that. The Knife's a great. You could search and not be disappointed with what you find. But I've always liked Fever Ray. Like when I first heard that she had done a side departure, I was never disappointed with it.
Yeah, and been doing it like 2009 or so.
So to the moon and back. Ooh. Take us to the moon and then take us back, Fever Ray. Hey, hey. Cynthia Delight.
It's pretty awesome. There is a single, but the album did just drop. I think it's Plunge.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you catch that fever? Get on that fever, Ray. A lot of good stuff. She's been putting out albums for a while now. All right, let's move on to some soul-y shit. This is Curtis Harding. Wednesday Morning Atonement off Face Your Fear. Really like this guy's voice, like his style. He used to be a backup singer for CeeLo Green. Dug the album too. It's just a chill, put it on and kick it album. Get it, Curtis Harding.
Hello children, well, it's been such a very long time. I finally found the mind. Where I've been living, I know I'm here to stay, waiting on this better day. Cynthia's child, there was something in the way. Now I finally can say that I love you. I want you to know.
Soul gets me, man. If soul is done correctly, I'm a sucker for it, man. I grew up on my mom playing soul records, you know? She loved that shit.
Glorious.
Yeah, man. Totally interesting stuff. I like that vintage soul, too, you know? These guys are kind of trying this. It's focusing on more of that vocal kind of strengths, but throwing some real jazzy riffs in the background. Nice stuff, man. It's a good album. Curtis Harding, off Face Your Fear, that's recently dropped. And speaking of dropped, this track here, Ty shared this album, and I was so freaking hooked on this album. I've played the shit out of it these past 2 weeks.
Yes.
Ty, great fucking find, my friend.
Man, I've been on a little Irish math industrial crazy rock kick lately, and this is As So I Watch You From Afar, which, yeah, man, they... They destroy it.
Fucking destroy it.
Kind of going into the discography now, but fantastic. The song is called The Endless Shimmering off that self-titled album.
Mm.
Or not self-titled, but yeah, Endless Shimmering, the album 2017. And I think I sent you that other band too, right? A Debussy Shank.
Yes. Did you fuck that? Yeah, I liked that album too, man.
That musical like family with them. And
oh, cool.
If you haven't heard that, A Debussy Shank.
A Debussy Shank. Yeah, it's a lot.
Fucking fantastic too. It's just this Irish.
It's so good, man. I've known of And So I Watch You From Afar for a while. I had a roommate that really liked them back kind of when I think they weren't as prevalent. But man, they freaking jam, dude. You should really give this album a chance. Really, it's a good freaking album. Good find, Ty. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, I like that about a band, but they're also a band that's incredibly concentrated. Like, they have long tracks, but man, they're just such beautiful, concise pieces, you know? Like, it's very well, it's just like a fucking, it's almost orchestral in its nature, but it's so good. Yeah. It's very musically sound.
Beautifully,
yeah. And I've always found that with this particular band. This is a really good album. This is almost probably, I mean, they've been around for a while. This is probably one of their highlights right here. Just like a fine wine, dude. They just get better and better.
Start to finish. It's a great album.
Fuck yeah, dude. And you should go dig that up and dig up past stuff. I love that their fucking, you know, band name is exhausting as well. You don't want to keep saying it. Okay. Moving on.
I talked to you from a bar.
Track 11. This is me, Brain Story. This is Fruitless Trees off Brain Story EP. Inland Empire, these guys, Brain Story forges a new sound using soul, fire of jazz with psychedelic expressions of 60s. Really interesting shit. Interesting album, really short EP, but I jammed it. It was good. Brain Story. A story for your brain. Is that why you let me come inside? You tried to light me up like day, cause you didn't even have a light. It was so damn dark in here. Tell me, what do you see? A pretty mama, what do you see? Inside my mountain sand, I feel it on the surface of my hand. When I touch your body, I feel signs. It's a mystery locked inside time. These guys, you know, it's funny. Ty and I recently had this conversation. These guys are what I wish Weezer turned out to be.
Grown into that.
Or some kind of, you know, like, I recently listened to the new Weezer album with much disappointment, unfortunately. I don't think I made it through three tracks on that album. And it's tough, man. It's tough to be a band
support
from that long ago. I mean, they are a band from my childhood, from your childhood, and it's really hard. They've put out a slew of hits, and it's a testament to how goddamn hard it is to be a band that can continue to make quality music, not just, you know, not just sell records. It's tough.
Dude, if you like that Weezer album, that's okay, I guess. But yeah, I give it a big thumbs down.
It was pretty
rough.
But and yeah,
I
it's interesting.
They're just going on tour with the Pixies too, which, you know,
God,
that sounds awesome, but then you think about them touring that album and no.
Yeah, it gives me douche chills. It's fucking frightening.
Douche chills.
God, I need a blanket.
Oh.
I look, and the thing is they are set in stone. There's Pinkerton, there's the Blue Album. They have a moment in time that no one can take from them, and they're amazing for that. But it's tough because it's tough to keep churning out radio-friendly crap. You know, it's like, ugh. It's just, yikes. It's you know, more power to them. But for young bands like Brain Story, it's interesting to see and find something new. And that's what we kind of also like to do here is just dig up some good stuff for you. Some stuff you maybe you never even heard of. Like this band, Ty, number 12.
Hey.
On the Earful. Who is this?
This is Finn, F-H-I-N. The song is Holy Drops off Around Away EP. Came out just recently, 2017 album. Yeah. It's very chill. It's a very chill album, but beautifully done and produced really well. He's a self-taught artist, crazy about music and sound goldsmith. It's like, what? Producer, drummer, guitarist. Yeah, he plays a lot of the parts that you hear in there. It's not all...
Ooh, you know, sexy. It's creeping up on us. Well, I've never heard of this band, Ty. I really enjoyed it. And this is the 12th and final track. We always come to the end really quickly on the Earful, but all right. Finn, F-H-I-N. Holy drops. Get it.
Stand still, but inside the mirror, can't move, can't shadow, can't feel so ever. Ever.
Ever. Ever. Interesting, Ty. You know, it's funny, like, this style, I don't know what I would call this. I mean, it's, but this, like, the vocalizer and all that shit, like, I do dig when people do it well. And this is a great testament to that. It's an interesting way. A lot of, like, top 20 music is like this, but this is, like, a different way to do it, you know? It's kind of got a sophistication to it. It's very cool.
There's art in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's art in there somewhere. I like it, dude. Good chat. Finn. Finn rounds off our 12th and final track here on the Earful. But as we like to do here on the Earful, we got to do a segment. And that's how we end every show. And we decided to do an Under the Covers. Let's get it. Get it.
Under the Covers.
Yeah.
Who did it better?
Yeah, that's right. Who did it better? Under the Covers, folks. It's a segment we do here every once in a while here on the Earful. I say every once in a while, it's basically every other episode. But basically, we pick a cover and we compare it to the original. However, on this particular segment of the Earful, it's a little bit different because Ty had to stumble upon quite a gem. He found an actual group that has a actual straight-up cover album. But even better, it's called Under the Covers. Not only Volume 1, but Volume 2. Ty, tell us about this find.
Oh, man. I don't even know how that popped into my feed of music. But I was like, what is this? Because I just see Under the Covers. And I was like, oh, Ninja Sex Party, which I don't really know if I've heard of.
What a band name, Ninja Sex Party. And they do exist. They are like kind of more of a quirky band. You know, I think they don't take themselves that seriously. But Ty did send this album. I do find... As he did point out to me, there are a few kind of really good gems in there. Ty, which one should we play first? We'll play a sample of two or three of the tracks off of this Under the Covers album.
You got to pick. I don't know what to start with. You Spin Me Right Round was a good jam. Start with that bitch.
All right. Here's their take on You Spin Me Right Round.
Like a baby.
Oh, man. I could see all the, like, 40-plus-year-old women dancing on the dance floor at this concert.
They would be jamming so hard.
I get to know your name. Well, if I could trace your private number.
I mean, they've got it. They've got it down pretty pat, guy. Gotta be honest.
Pretty good.
All right, it's pretty good. It's all right. It's bar level entertainment at this point. Uh-oh. Are they gonna dare? Really?
They're going deep.
Are they going for it? Man.
One.
The queen would judge so strictly. The queen, Elton John, I don't know. This is a tough one. Rocket Man? Really?
I'm gonna be high.
He's gonna be high. You realize he meant he would be stoned by then, right?
Probably.
Probably. Yeah. Some drug reference.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
There's something about Rocket Man as a song in general, man. It's not only is it perfect for any kind of cellular commercial out there in the world, but it does ring.
Yeah.
Elton John is a fucking incredible talent. He's a national treasure. We need to watch him. Please, somebody watching him right now, I'm very worried for Elton John.
I guarantee somebody's near him.
Okay. Please, put a blanket, packing blankets on him. For Christ's fucking sake. Here we go.
I got to be Elton John's green room preparer on the job.
That's right. You prepared Elton John's green room, correct?
Yeah, and he was very nice. He shook my hand. He was about waist high for me. He was a very short man. But he was pretty cool, man. He popped in, he took a nap on the bed, and then he had some drinks and did his business. Elton was a very, very nice gentleman, a sir.
Here's to Sir Elton John on this episode of The Earful. Earful 26, rock on. And here they are jamming some Level 42. Ty was impressed that I knew that this was Level 42. This is Ninja Sex Party covering Level 42. Something about you.
I love that you know that.
Oh, I totally do. This is the most 80s song ever. It's ridiculously 80s.
I just couldn't pick it up.
They do a pretty good cover of it. All in all, they do a pretty good job. But an interesting take on Under the Covers. And literally, you can go find that album by Ninja Sex Party called Under the Covers. Believe it or not, Volume 2. So there somewhere is a Volume 1 in existence. If you want to try to go kick over some rock and find that album, more power to you. But thank you for listening to this episode of The Earful. We do this thing. We try to do this thing every week. We enjoy doing this. We are a brain baby of Ono Radio Show, which is every Thursday nights over on Mixlr.com/Ono Radio Show. And you can find all of our goodness and our jams over at www.onoearful.com. We have all of our past episodes over there. And you can find us on Spotify, where we put all of our playlists up after each episode. And I just search Ono Radio Show, and you'll find all that delicious goodness. Ty, what else? Am I forgetting shit? I always feel like I'm forgetting shit.
You can follow Ono Radio on Twitter if you want, at The Real ONRS. Instagram, search for Ono, and you'll see our Earful posts as well. And yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot. We have a Facebook page now, people.
You do.
People, you all have social media. Dude, we have a Facebook page, right? So just go look for Ono Earful. You just got to search for that, and it'll pop up. And we're really trying to kind of stoke our fan involvement. You know, the 40 fans that download our show. Maybe I'd say less. Counting me and Ty, the 38 that download the show. But we love you guys. We're glad that you like actually listen to this. Maybe you actually like some of the music we have. And we made that group to say, hey, if you like something that we should be listening to, then you need to put it on that goddamn group.
Please share.
Put on the goddamn group. Sorry. All right.
What's in the group?
Ty, I love you, man. I love doing this with you. This is fun. This was Earful 26. And, dude, coming up on the next episode of The Earful, we're going to do an Earful Backtracks, baby. And we're getting all fucking disco crazy on your asses.
It's so mad. It's, yeah.
I would worry about Ty's picks. He's going to have some really ridiculous disco shit. We're gonna be blown away. And you will be blown away.
Better watch out.
And now we need to blow you away as we leave this episode of The Earful, and I will find a track.
What should we come up?
I don't know. I just like this fucking track. Okay. Thank you for listening. I am Tom.
And I am the Tall.
Ty the Tall. And you've listened to Earful 26. Cheers to those mother freaking ears, baby.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed the music.